can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
It's Talk with John. Right now I have Lloyd Brunson with me. He has, well, there is a case with his brother, that, and he has a dual case that's now in the federal courts. And Supreme Court docket 22-380 is what you can look up. Taking Congress to the Supreme Court over the fact that the hearing, that they did not have a hearing, that they didn't have a 10-day investigation into the allegations of corruption with the 2020 elections. And so we have been, last hour we were getting very much into the specifics of the case. Now, folks, go to his website. And the website you can go to is 7discoveries.com. Now, that's the number 7discoveries.com. And this, you can go and see the actual federal lawsuit that is before the Supreme Court. Rowland J. Brunson federal lawsuit is before the court. And it's made it all the way to the Supreme Court. So, Lloyd, thank you for joining me in the second hour. Lloyd, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Sorry, you were just muted. Okay. Yep. All right. So it wasn't the gremlins getting us that time. All right. So let's get back into it. And one of the key things that we want to hit in this is there were three, you know, cases were tossed out before the Supreme Court and all other courts. There were somewhere in the neighborhood of, there were over 60 cases. I want to say the number I heard was like 84 that there were issues. Now, much of the time, the plaintiff was Trump. The plaintiff isn't Trump on this one, and they're not denying this on standing. And the attorney that's representing over 300 members of Congress, meaning both the House of Representatives as well as the Senate, waived their right to hold this up in court, basically. And so as of Wednesday, that happened Wednesday, this week, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, they had the right to file for more time or something along those lines. Didn't happen. Now, it is to go to the Supreme Court. Now, a lot of people are like, there's no way the Supreme Court may actually even fine for this. But Loy was making the case that this actually might be a 9-0 decision. And there are three Supreme Court justices. Now, there's only there's only four Supreme Court justices that are needed to vote yes to let this be heard by the Supreme Court. Not necessarily does that mean the Supreme Court fines for your side in the case, but it allows it to be heard and be fully adjudicated before the Supreme Court. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so let's get into who were those three justices that when it went before the Supreme Court with Trump, found on Trump's behalf.
Well, that would be Roberts and Alito, and that would be Roberts, Alito, and Thomas.
And then there were two, I believe there were three of Trump's appointees that found against him.
That's right, and Kavanaugh, Barrett, and Gorsuch.
And you said, you shared with us, you think that this has a likelihood that even the Democrats may find for this. So explain to us why that you think could be the case.
Well, a decision in our favor means they support investigations when there are claims of fraud. And if they vote against it, that means they support no investigations when there are claims of fraud. And that's against the law. And they've got to follow the law. And I think that the three justices that are not conservative are more concerned about the truth than maybe we think they are. And it would be in their best interest, in this country's best interest, to vote in favor of the plaintiff, my brother.
Well, I sure hope that that's the case. I really hope that that is where they're at, because I'm not convinced of that. In fact, I've been more convinced in my life that that may not be the case.
It's sort of like the Declaration of Independence. What side of history do they want to be on? The majority of the Supreme Court? And then the majority of the people in this country that are shifting this country into its original intended country to be a Republican form of government where we have freedom to do things? I mean, how many of those people are hurt because of more conservative government? I mean, these people, I think they would want to be on the right side of history. And I think the Solicitor General that's representing the respondents, the defendants, here's an opportunity for her to be a huge hero to a huge majority of the population of this country. And so I think she's taken a first step. Whether she knows it or not, she did something heroic and positive that is for the plaintiff and her filing a waiver to oppose this before conference.
Okay, so folks, if you have any questions for Loy, feel free to call. Let me give out those call-in lines. It's 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And the toll-free number, if you are minute-challenged, is 800-313-9443. I also want to just real quickly, I forgot to do this at the top of the hour. Let me give out the top of the hour prayer. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers. It may be a token to our Father above. Then also the show mantra, where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. Bottom line is, I believe that this has, for you guys to have gotten as far as you've had, to not have it just thrown out on its head, it must be an act of God. I don't see, and that's one reason why I go, okay, I got to read that. Because you guys are working so hard for liberty, and it's somehow it's got God's hand in it. Have you felt that? Have you seen the actions of that?
Our whole lives, everything that we've been doing our whole lives has led up to this and allowed us to do what we're doing. I mean, how many people know how to do what we're doing? How many people have the time to do what we're doing? None of us are tied down by family members. We are in a position where we were able to dedicate almost full time for 2 years on this without any interruptions from wives or children or relatives or careers. We were able to just focus because of what our past had been leading to this opportunity. And then as the things transpired, we've had so many things that were just so unexplainable. Like the federal court blocked my case. They wouldn't let it move forward. And so we took him to the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals and said, hey, the lower court's misbehaving. It's called a petition for writ of mandamus. And the circuit court came back and says, no, they're not blocking your case. We're saying they're blocking our case. They're violating our constitutionally protected right of due process. They go, no, they're not. So we took both those courts. We sued the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals and the United States District, Utah District, United States District Court, Federal Court of Utah, were defendants. Those two courts were defendants in a state court action that we took to the Third District Court of Utah, sued those two courts. And we lost there. And we would have appealed it, but we were going back and forth because so many mistakes were done that the court, the Fourth District Court, actually confused in their decisions, confused the plaintiff with the defendants. We had to correct twice that error with a special motion that, I'm sorry, we're the plaintiff, not the defendants here. And so it was just a mess. We missed our window. But after all that was over, a few weeks later, the federal court notified us that they went ahead and did what we were suing them to do. They not only allowed me to file my Fourth Amendment complaint, they filed it for me. And then they ordered the chief clerk of the federal court of Utah to issue 388 summonses, which we immediately had her issue. Wow. And we started serving through the United States Postal Service. While we were doing that, then the judge decides to not make a decision. So the U.S. attorneys filed a motion to dismiss. We filed an opposition. The U.S. attorneys filed a reply. We file file a notice of decision. Like, please, judge, now we're done, so make a decision. Now, he's sitting on it, and he's still sitting on it. But we can move that forward as well, but we don't need their identical cases. If the state court judge had ruled in our favor, the attorney said, told the judge in pleadings, we are prepared to file an opposition to Brunson's full summary judgment motion, which means we had enough evidence from my brother's case to bring a full summary judgment motion against the two federal courts because they admitted wrongdoing in my brother's case, and they're claiming immunity. Like, we can do anything. And it's like, so we handed this to the Fourth District Court judge, and if he had ruled in our favor, the two federal courts would have been liable for the damages, the monetary damages we were seeking in my federal case twice, because the Tenth Circuit Court was blocking it and the federal court was blocking it. So they both would be equally liable to pay the full amount each of the monetary damages I was asking for. That's just flat-out legal procedure. When you block someone's case, you interfere with a case, you're liable for the monetary damages they're asking, no matter what the merits of the case are. Regardless of the merits of the case are, you are obligated, you are liable to those monetary amounts, and that would have been $5.8 billion.
Wow. Okay, so we've got two more callers. Ray, or Loy, do you mind if we take them?
Go ahead.
All right. Ray in Utah, what's on your mind?
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. I have four questions. The first one is, so it's technically illegal, as I understand it, to push for socialism or any other form of government, you know, that would overthrow our form of government if you've taken an oath of office. That's my first question or statement. Shall I reword that?
It's illegal to push for any other... Yes, state that again.
Okay, so the government that our founding fathers gave us is, however you want to define it, we could say a limited democratic republic. Okay, so if anybody's taken an oath of office to change, to overthrow that form of government, isn't that treason?
You'd think,
like socialism, changing our government to socialism, communism, fascism, Marxism, you name it.
You would think, but it doesn't seem like that's been the case. Boy?
Yeah, he's absolutely right. I mean, think about it. The Constitution protects members of Congress only with misdemeanors. If there's like a speeding ticket on the way to a congressional hearing, that's the only protection of crimes that the Constitution has. So why should they be able to commit crimes and legislate crimes? Well, the reason they get away with it is because they gave themselves immunity with unconstitutional statutes. The Constitution, Article 6 of the Constitution, requires that the oath be to the Constitution be binding. So they went ahead and gave themselves immunity. So this is a constitutional issue. That also, this is a huge violation of Article 6 requiring a binding oath. So what this case would also do, in addition to removing permanently, they would be barred from holding public office the rest of their lives, state, federal, or local. This also strips the immunity clause because they're unconstitutional. So our representatives would be accountable for their actions as members of Congress. They wouldn't be able to legislate crimes. They wouldn't be able to legislate the murdering of babies, for example. They would be accomplices to the crime instead of immune from them.
Okay, Ray, how about you give us your three questions and we'll go forward.
Okay, according to the definition I understand of freedom, freedom is the power or right to think, speak, or act as one wants without hindrance or restraint. You know, as long as you don't harm anyone else. So,
third question. So, third question.
Well, no, that was just a statement. That was an.
Okay.
The second point I was going to make is that some Texans are pushing to have on the state election ballot secession. Texas, a lot of people are talking about Texas seceding from this government, or with a Marxist government who's taken over this government. They want to go back to the Constitution. So, but to me, with this lawsuit that three of you are putting over, now we don't have to secede, because now this lawsuit, it should put us back to having the government of the Constitution that the Founding Fathers gave us. So now I'm seeing that the Marxists, the Democrat elite Marxists, now after this lawsuit, their only choice is to, you know, secede or create a coup or a revolution.
Okay. Forgive me, truck driver. We're going to be coming up to the break here quickly. Give me the two other questions that you have.
That was a good point, by the way, Ray. That was excellent.
I will let Loy answer this, but let's get those two other questions because we're about to hit the break, and I want to make sure we're going to get your questions. Truck driver Ray, what are those other two?
Well, I didn't catch where are we at with the lawsuit now that we've passed Wednesday. I didn't catch what the answer was on that one.
Okay. We will come back to that. I promise you that. And then the last question.
Okay. Well, actually, it's part of the first question. That is, does this affect everyone who has taken an oath of office?
Great questions. Great question.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Really appreciate
your show.
Thank you very much for your call. Okay. Answer on Texas secession, and then possibly the other states maybe looking at secession should you win. Boy?
Okay, sorry about that. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, Loy?
What was the question?
So the question is there's been a lot of talk on the Texas ballot about secession. And then if you guys win your case, let's take the answer on the other side. What do the Democrat-leaning states
need to do? This would fix it all. It would hold our Republican form of government. It would hold our representatives accountable. That's what it fix everything.
Okay. Let's get to that on the other side.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
Now, there may be other things going on right now at this moment. We're going to attempt to call him back. So this has been a fascinating conversation. We're going to cover a couple just general points or general stories that I think are worth mentioning. We're going to cover when we're done with him. Now, Josh, we're going to get to you. He said he would be more than happy to take your call. We will take your call on the other side of this. As soon as we get Lloyd Brack, we're going to answer the questions from Ray real quickly, and then Josh in New York will get to you. Sam, if you can you please call him back? Also, Sam, if you're there, can you – I'm sure you're going to attempt to get a hold of him. And I'm also going to text him the an alternative line. Hopefully this will work. And I'm not sure that it will. I'm pasting him the number and giving him the extension to reach out to. Let's see if that works. Sam, I don't know if you're there and you've been able to reach out to him. Hopefully you have. I know you cut off the music. All right, so folks, let me punt for just a moment. Let me go ahead and get to a couple stories that I was going to bring up. Let's see. It is not those stories. couple articles that I want to cover is TGP caught corrupt FBI inserting documents during the... Okay, great. Let's get back to Loy. So, Loy, sorry about that.
No problem.
So Succession, you think that this actually helps solve and strengthens our Republican form of government?
Oh my gosh,
should this
case
be found, correct?
It's the Achilles heel. Immunity and the oath of office being binding is the Achilles heel. It holds our representatives. It binds them. It holds them accountable. They don't have any accountability, and that would change everything, in my opinion.
Then the other question was, how does this affect the office holders, like on a state level and county level and so forth?
A lot of states have immunity laws that this would affect. Lawsuits could take place, and the Supreme Court decision would be the legal authority behind decisions that would be made so easily, so quickly. And it would, again, like I said, hold our representatives accountable. It would filter out the crooks. The crooks would no longer run for office, and the good people that are in office would be accountable. And that's what we need. We have no accountability. That's been our problem in this country with the statutes that, you know, the Constitution requires a binding oath. It's not binding with their immunity statutes, and they're getting away with it. I talked to Mike Lee about this. I interviewed him in a little documentary I was doing, and said, what's the penalty for breaking the oath of office? He says, you'll lose the election. Well, with that kind of attitude, gosh, get into politics, do anything you want for any kind of money you want under the table, and you're immune. It's like, that's not the way the Constitution was set up. That's why they said they shall be bound by oath. You can't be bound if there's no penalties. California's changed perjury laws to accommodate politicians when the oath of office. Their laws are even worded that way. It's like, perjury shall be a crime unless you're a politician taking the oath of office.
Basically,
come out and talk that some of the wording is exactly just, I mean, that clear that they are just, they're protected. And we think that we have a representative government. There's accountability. There's no accountability. Problem. No accountability. And this would change that.
Let's go to Josh in New York. Josh, you've been patiently waiting for over 15 minutes. Thank you. Josh, what's on your mind?
Well, you should read Revelations a couple times. I just actually went over a video. That's why I kind of mentioned it. I just went over a video on BitChute real quick. That it was like a half hour. And so it mentions kind of this stuff and that, what you guys are talking about pertaining to the freedom to do whatever you want and all that. There's responsibilities that we also have to uphold no matter what. So anyways, also with freedom of speech, you said the freedom of speech as long as you don't harm anybody, right?
What was that about, harming
anybody? Like slander, like freedom of speech? With freedom of speech, as long as you're not harming someone with your speech, right, basically?
That was actually...
Well, yeah, exactly. Some freedom of speech, yeah. A treason and psyops. All governments
have
a
freedom of speech, though. Freedom of speech. I just want to say,
right.
Freedom of speech,
I'm talking
as long
about freedom
as you don't
of
harm.
Speech. Right, right. Yeah, but
so
yeah,
lies are harmful
not,
because lies,
right, exactly.
Lies separate you from
propaganda,
God, which is the truth.
Right. The way
the Bible
press
states,
has been...
Josh,
the way the press
Josh, hold
been,
on,
yeah.
Hold on, Josh. Josh, let him answer, let him make his statement, and then you can have your statement, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Lloyd.
Yeah, you're right on, Josh. The freedom of speech does not protect lies. It does not protect psyops, which psyops is propaganda. Propaganda is what generals direct in times of war. So words can be part of, you know, it's psychological warfare. And so our press has been getting away, too, with psychological warfare against us. They've been committing crimes against us. And so that's not freedom of speech. It's not constitutionally protected. So you're right on there, Josh. Appreciate it.
Okay, so that brings it into the fold then. So after that, it goes to freedom of speech. Say what you last just said one more time.
Psyops. Psychological warfare is
propaganda. There you go. So you know Edward Bernays, right? Edward Bernays?
Well, I don't. I don't know who that is.
Okay, so Edward Bernays is a psychologist who is the nephew of Sigmund Freud.
Okay.
Okay, so Sigmund Freud's nephew, Eber Benes, he's the one to help start propaganda, which Hitler helped to, like, okay. So anyways, the opposite of propaganda is the Carl Jungian stuff, which is learning about the 8 cognitive functions, which there's 16 personality types, typology. And then with the typology...
Can we skip this break, Sam? Thank you.
And then real quick, I just want to bring it in. So with that, the whole point of America was to educate yourself, right? That was the real point, was to learn the arts, the mathematics, sciences, and all that.
That
was
the whole
point, to have your own religion, to have your own religion, and then to have your right to educate yourself. That was the whole point, to be able to work and do what you wish. Provide through your family and have your own life.
Sure.
So that's what the Founding Fathers said. That's the original Constitution. Anyone who shies away from all that, or anyone who doesn't follow that path, is then they just call for, like, you know, sex and gambling and all that, and they're not actually trying to better themselves and educate themselves and use their freedom to learn about themselves and others in the right way, then you're going against the Constitution. That's the whole point of it. So they'd look at you as a usurpator, I believe, the Founding Fathers, if you weren't following the path, which this is what we're doing right here. This is what you're doing. You're educating people.
Well, Article 1, Section 8 allows Congress to use money to educate us in the Constitution, the Militia Clause. A discipline is education. So if you look at that Militia Clause in Article 1, Section 8, and take the Second Amendment, you'll see that the government not only has the right and power to spend money on educating us in the Constitution, which is the laws of the Union, which is the purpose for one of the purposes of the militia, it also has the power to use money to arm us and train us in the use of those arms to defend the Constitution, which is the laws of the Union.
Well, I mean, that's how America was founded, right? Was off the farmers being trained.
Right, exactly. So that's a lot of people miss that.
All right, so that's why I just want to bring up
the answer.
I just want to bring up Revelations, the Bible, and then the full freedom of speech isn't the freedom to lie, because that can harm somebody. And the most important thing is that when you lie, you're separating from someone the truth, which is God. So when you lie about an event or an occurrence, you're denying somebody the understanding of God.
Supposed to be answering questions, not hearing some wonderful information that you're giving.
All right, well, I was just pointing that stuff out.
Do
you believe that you've been following all that? And I'll take the question off the air. Do you believe you've been following what I've been saying with what you said earlier?
Am I
you were going about
what you're saying?
Life.
Is that what you're saying?
Josh,
my question is that. Are you following all that?
I thought your question would be related to what I'm doing. I think we're getting off topic here, which is good.
I agree. Josh, thank you for your call. So maybe what he was trying to get at is when they remove themselves from truth, they are damaging us. I'm assuming that's the point that he's trying to make.
Well, sure, but I'm not a theologian and I'm not a philosopher. Oh, I can answer questions about the lawsuit. We can get off on other subjects, and it's like, talk to someone that's an expert. I'm not the expert.
Well stated, Lowell. I was trying.
It's like I'm a basketball player. Someone's asking me about football. I don't know about. I'm not a football person. I'm a basketball person. You know, it's like I've got a petition to talk about. I know about that. There are more qualified people than me to answer questions like that. It's just off topic.
Okay, Loy, so here's what is the next step, the next two steps. The government has waived their right to extend the hearing, to fight against
it. It's a conference. A hearing is when the both parties can argue in front of the justices. This is a conference where there's no arguing. It's just they decide, they talk among themselves and decide for it to move forward. That's what we're waiting for.
The nine justices will meet together with themselves.
Yeah, probably within the next week or two. I think by the end of next week, we'll see. We could see a result from the conference, or at least a scheduling date for the conference, because they do conferences twice a week.
And the likelihood of the come out, or excuse me. So the justices meet. They decide whether they're going to hear this or not, correct? And all it takes is four of the justices to say yes. So we most likely already have three. We just need to get one more to agree.
Right. That's a good point.
We get four. This gets heard. At that point, what happens next? They decide, yes, we're going to we're going to go the four. There's at least four that say yes that we're going to hear this. Who knows? Maybe it'll be five, then, six. It could be all nine.
Right.
But we get. Let's just say that it's four. What happens next?
Then, if it's a typical, like a typical case, would go to a full blown hearing where the plaintiff and the defendant have their attorneys argue it in front of the nine justices. The justices ask them questions. They give answers. They give their briefs. They explain the position, and then the justices make a decision, and the decision's made. Now, because this is of a national emergency level, they could do anything. They could still it. They could not let anything, let anyone know about this. If it's a national emergency security, you know, national security type of thing, and that needs to be private, then they can do anything they want.
So they could make their decision private, it could be closed, and no one will ever know what happened.
They could have already made a decision, and they could be in the process of organizing the execution of it.
Okay. And then the other possibility for this is, let's say that the decision is, they wind up making a decision in your favor.
Yes.
What could happen then?
What could happen then? Well, they could replace the president. They could have the U.S. Marshal Service go to the sergeant in arms and order that all of the defendant's credentials be canceled, and that could be before the next session. They could also remove the president and vice president. They could remove the Secret Service detail teams. They could meet with the majority leader of the House that's left and work out a new president. They could notify the states that they need to, maybe if they can by the next congressional session, come up with some new representatives. I mean, who knows? That's a good one. Who knows? It's all speculation.
So the possibilities right at this moment are endless and unknown. And
Absolutely, yeah. It
could be, everything from, yeah, you guys were right, but we can't do anything about it, to the possible removal of members of the House and the Senate, as well as the president.
Right. This could ripple. I would say keep CNN on, and if it goes dark for a while, you might know if something is happening, and then it'll come back on, and we'll have true news after that. I mean, anything could happen.
Well, Loy, I want to say thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. I look forward to finding out what happens. In fact, if you would you text me as soon as you find out if the Supreme Court is going to hear the case?
Oh, we're going to post that. It'll be in real time at 7discoveries.com. You can go that, and you can just keep your computer on, and you can, whenever anything happens, we immediately in real time post it. So you can go to that link, too. But I will definitely, I'll connect with you and let you know, absolutely.
Okay, so let's also do this for the audience. Once again, the way that they can find out more about your case, they can follow that information themselves, is on the number 7discoveries.com.
Yeah, 7discoveries.com. You can spell it out, or you can just use the number 7. 7discoveries.com.
Loy, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you being here.
Great. Thank you, John. Doing a great work. I appreciate it.
Take care and have a great weekend. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
God bless.
Yeah, God bless you.
All right, folks, that was Loy Brentson. He has been a fighter in liberty for many years, and we're so grateful that he joined us and was on. So I'm going to have open lines for the remainder of this show, but there are also some topics, if no one calls in, that I will be covering. So let me give out the on-air line. It's 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And we will be, I'm happy to take your calls on this topic, on any other topic. You can even play the game, you know, it's happened before on this, Stump the Host. It's happened before, and it'll probably happen again. So let's get into some news that has just happened. Let's see, Gateway Pundit. Unfortunately, I may have minimized the story that I just happened recently closed from. All right, folks, if you'll bear with me for just a minute, I need to pull up the correct. The correct window. There we are. Okay. Steve Bannon. So this is last week. Steve Bannon fires warning shot. Biden family is about to have their entire depraved and perverted family exposed to the American people. Well, it started to happen, right? CBS came out. Hey, CBS, way to come out and say, yes, the Hunter Biden laptop was a real thing. Steve Bannon warned failing Biden regime of what is coming on Saturday morning. Steve had an attorney, this is last Saturday, had an attorney, Mike Davis, to discuss the last special counsel investigation against Donald Trump 3 days after he announced he will be running for president in 2024. Steve warned the illegitimate regime of what is coming. Investigations and probes of the Biden family include the perversions and depravity of the entire family. This is from Steve Bannon. It is not the charge, it is the ride. They're trying to break President Trump. The reason we have to have his back more than ever is not simply because of the man, Donald Trump, period. Part of it is that, but part of it is what they want to take your voice away by breaking him, and this is the latest attempt to break him. Well, I got news from them, the Hunter Biden thing, on the laptop from hell. The compromise is a level of treason, and you'll see all of that. But the individual family perversions of this family, not just Hunter Biden, will shock the American people. And so, hey, you're going to go after Trump? We've held back. Sorry. Not sorry. We're going to get into the depravity. The depravity of this family that purports to represent the people of this nation is not just Hunter Biden, it's the family. Daddy sniffing little children, daddy sniffing women, Hunter Biden with his brother's wife, Hunter Biden with his niece, and underage prostitutes. All right, next story. So I am going to do a little bit of editing as this happens. Popular disc jockey, Jack 96.9 morning show host in Vancouver, will be taking a hiatus. And why does this matter? Well, he'll be taking a hiatus until 2023 following a heart attack last week. Now, this is a pretty young guy. This guy is a fairly young guy. Popular gay radio personality and vaccine advocate Drex says he was watching TV at home when he experienced a strange sensation, according to The Province. It was really weird. I felt nauseous, like I needed to throw up and go to the bathroom at the same time. The 43-year-old man began to feel tightness in his chest. He contacted his friend to call 911 immediately after he failed to reach his husband, who was at work at the time. According to Drex, firefighters were at his house within 10 minutes, and paramedics arrived shortly thereafter. He was sent to the emergency room. A heart attack was diagnosed after the EKG was performed by the doctors. They put in a stent straight away within 20 minutes of arriving at the emergency. They said we got to do it now. The doctors will later tell him one of his arteries was completely blocked, while another was 80% blocked. Three other arteries were also clogged, but less severely, and didn't require small mesh tubes to hold them open. On Monday, Drex had a second stent for the artery that was 80% blocked. The heart attack was a wake-up call, Drex said. Now, kind of funny, he seemed to be in good health a couple years ago. The foundation, so in a ironic twist on the day of his heart attack, Drex had an interview with T.C. Carling, president of the Canadian Men's Health Foundation, on his morning show on Jack 96.9. The foundation is a nonprofit group that works to improve men's health and reduce risk of chronic disease. We were talking about how men don't take their health seriously, and stupidly, I was one of them. But, yeah, might have been the shot, you think? So, your heart all clogged up when it wasn't before. You've been in good health up to that point. Yeah, you think it might be the issue. I would lean towards that. One man's opinion. So we've got about 5 minutes before we hit the next commercial break. It's the last break before the show ends. So I've got a 5 minutes. I had a real interesting event over this weekend. I came across, I got to meet with a family that just came here from Argentina in the last, I want to say 18 months. And this is a family that for, I don't know, decades have been preparing to move to the United States. Maybe not decades, but definitely for about 15 years had been going, okay, we need to move to the United States. In Argentina, he was talking about to me, he just goes, so the socialist communist individuals in his government just continued to get worse and worse. In the universities, they continued to get worse and worse. He shared with me how he was receiving about $4,000 a month 15 years ago. He was getting about $4,000 a month. His pay hasn't increased very much. Increased a little bit over that time, but the amount of take home was dropping. In fact, he said he got to the point right before they left. He said after the government took what they took the taxes, and I think he said it was 67% of his income was taken by the government. He said, so basically until September, I worked for the federal government. And he goes, they would just take that money and they would give it to those that weren't willing to work and weren't willing to do things. And he goes, they just continued to vote for it. The government would pocket some on their own as well. And he shared with me, he goes, I wanted to bring my family to a place where I felt like I had a chance to earn a living, where I could keep it, where there was freedom and there was liberty. And he goes, I said, what happens if it doesn't work out here? Where do you run? Where do you go next? What country do you go next? Do you go to next if it doesn't work out here? And he goes, there is no other place. He said, you know, John, there weren't a lot of people in my nation. He goes, one thing that you have in America, one thing that we have in America, he's working on. So he was able to get here by a work visa. And this visa allows him to work for a specific company. And he just recently is in the process of getting his green card so he can start his own business, working for himself. When he was in Argentina, he did two things. He was a seminary teacher, and he also built homes. And he said, I paid $36,000 to build a home. I think it was $36,000 or $32,000. Not much of a difference. But he said, by the end, because of the increase of inflation, and because of the dropping prices of homes, he goes, I had to sell the home for less than I paid to build it. And he goes, I lost somewhere in the neighborhood of about $10,000 on that home. And he goes, that was just the inflation. He goes, we had increasing inflation of about 100% year over year. And he goes, I do love Argentina. He goes, in my backyard, and this made me a little jealous, I must admit. He told me, in my backyard, I had avocado trees. I'd just go out and pull an avocado, or I'd go to my neighbors and we'd have avocados that you could just pick right off the tree. And he goes, they were amazing. Mangoes, mango trees. I can't remember if he said orange trees or not, but he just said year over year, not only the government took more, but the government also, but just the rate of inflation increasing by 100%. And I said, so what do we do? I'll get back to that on the other side of this.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. Republic Broadcast, this is Talk with John here in the last few minutes of the show. So, I'm assuming I'm probably not going to have any calls, but I'll give out the call-in line real quickly, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. I want to say thank you to Lloyd Brunson. Please feel free to join him at, or to go and look at his website, 7discoveries.com, either the number or spelled out, discoveries.com. And you can see the great work that he's doing and what the likelihood is that we can get maybe some of the rascals thrown out. We'll see what happens. I must admit, I don't have a high degree of faith. If I was to take God out of it, I don't have a high degree of faith that things will come the way we want it. But if the Lord determines that he wants to put his hands in it and help the process along, anything can happen. So a little bit of faith. But back to my story. So as I was sharing with you last night, I had a great conversation with a gentleman with a family of nine, in fact, that are from Argentina. And I was talking with the father and the mother, and they were somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 years thinking that they needed to come to the United States. And did everything the legal way. They're here legally. And that's one thing I didn't get into is people coming across. But he said, we did touch on a little bit. So one thing that he shared in Argentina is they're getting people from Chile, Bolivia, Venezuela, and a lot of people are flooding into Argentina, and they're being able to get on the government dole and get money paid out. And he shared with me that 67% of his income was taken from him by the government and redistributed to other people. And so he said, I have to come here. He goes, but I said, so, and I put it to him. I said, so one of the questions we ask ourselves is, if the United States goes down, where do we have to go? And he just kind of chuckled and he goes, I don't know. But he goes, let me tell you this, John. He goes, there's a difference here in the United States. He goes, there's more people that care. He goes, I hear more conversations amongst Americans like you and I are having right now. It was quite rare in Argentina for this type of conversation to happen. And he goes, it happens. This conversation is quite common in America in comparison. Now, hopefully we can get more people fighting for freedom and the Republic. I have people within my own family that don't quite necessarily feel the same way I do. Kind of makes me feel like I haven't done my job. But I must admit that the majority of my family members feel the way I do, which is a good thing. And maybe eventually they'll wind up listening. But he said the universities, the communists, the Marxists, the socialists. He goes, so we talked a little bit about that. He goes, yeah, the ideas of socialism that are in the schools, that's what creates this. So keep this in mind. Talk with your friends. Talk to the people around you. Talk about principles of truth. Folks, God bless you all. God bless Republic Broadcasting. And God bless America. Have a great Sabbath tomorrow. Take care.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because